Hello.
Welcome back to episode 102.
What's this, part two of 102, is it?
No,
it's just why I said welcome back to 102. Sorry, my Monday humours. Don't hate me.
Why?
Don't hate me because you hate me.
You feel so far away.
I know, yeah. It's kind of like the way we are in the house.
What do you mean?
It's real far away from each other.
No, I'm not. You're always on my lip. Following on me around.
Lip. Imagine a tiny little me on your lip.
Oh, Jesus. I'd rather not, thanks.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Haven't seen you in 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah, what have you been now?
Sitting here podcasting. Trying my weight around the building.
The usual.
Just letting people know.
I think half the time you think you own this place.
I own shares in it.
No, you do not.
Do, yeah. I bought stocks in it before they'd done up the building. And now we're rich. Did you know that?
Yeah. You're mad as a brush.
You're mad as a box of smokes.
I'm so tired.
Are you actually?
Yeah, I am. I'm exhausted.
You're mad as a box of spiders, you were.
I am.
In the attic.
Yeah, you smell like an attic. Let's just leave it at that.
Attic, like, yeah, I know.
You know that musky smell? Horrible.
I always get
every attic smells the same.
My ma's whole house smells like attic.
No, it doesn't. It
does, yeah.
No, it doesn't. It smells like dinner. You know that dinner smell?
I hate going into people's houses. It smells like dinner.
Why?
Oh, I got into a taxi before and it smelled like Brussels sprouts.
Oh my God, that's not his dinner.
I know.
That's his arse.
That's his arse.
Oh,
his arse doing a little tune. A song. We're driving around waiting to pick me up. It's like...
Oh. Did you open a window when you got into it?
It wouldn't let me.
Why?
She said, sit there and bask in my glory.
Oh, you're disgusting.
I said, will you just bring me back to me gaff?
Horrible. So Darren got me into Pokemon.
Oh, I talked about installer for the whole episode. Nearly that, like.
But why are you talking about my experience with Joe?
People be
giving. When I have to let you know about my experience.
Talk about it. I might get it taken out of Stala anyway.
Go on. Why would you get it taken
out of Stala? Because I was talking about scalping and all. Taking kids' dreams away. And all.
Would you say that? I think it's somebody scalping the head off you.
That's what it is. You're scalping all the scalp away.
No. It's just like, a bit, I was positive about it once and then you really took it a mile, didn't you? Once.
Mm. Walk a mile in these Louis Vuittons. What's the rest of it?
Don't know.
Well, for some, walking a mile in the Louis Vuittons.
Why? Would you like a pair of Louis Vuittons?
No, I think they're horrible.
Why? You might find a nice pair. They're not far off them.
What, the Louis V's?
Yeah.
Hardly.
Why? Do you not like a pair of Louis V's? I get them for your birthday if you want.
I'm not a drug dealer.
Oh. Well, yeah. Can't say that's not. What happens?
I might get a pair and bring out a song. And just go, I walk the shop in me Louis Vuittons. Do the big shop in me Louis Vuittons.
Did you see Jack Keaton?
He's outside, yeah.
Did he say hello?
No, he's too big for this place now.
Is he still with Cher?
Who? Cher Lloyd?
No, the girl that you left.
Cher Lloyd off the X Factor.
And don't even say you didn't watch it because you did.
I did, yeah. She's out there with him.
Is
on
she?
On the balcony having a smoke.
No, she's not.
Is she?
No way.
Only a
liar. I wonder if she's gone back to America.
You're raging it's over.
It's not over. Raging Jack's gone.
It's not over.
No, it's not over yet.
Do you miss Jack?
Yeah.
Go out and say hello to him.
Ah, God love him.
God love him?
Yeah. Such a nice fella. Really is. You love the Love Island, don't you?
No, you always go on my phone when it's...
No, you don't. You sit there and you have
like
your house coat on ready
like
to go.
I like when they're all shouting at each other. I perk up then.
Yeah, I know.
Stop everything, go, have a look at this.
Yeah, I feel like there's not going to be any
fuck. Don't you fucking say that to me.
Who's your favourite in it?
Belle.
Who'd you hate in it?
I don't know, don't know. Sean.
And who else?
Sweet fella.
Right, and...
And your one, Lucinda, is it? Oh, I don't even know the names.
I thought you didn't watch it.
Your one, Lucinda.
The sweet fella.
The sweet fella, Sean.
You're all saying that about me and...
You fucking child. You're a fucking child. It's great entertainment.
It is, I have to say. The season was something else.
Mm.
Like, something else. Just been killing each other. And then you just see poor Jack just there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just floating around.
Yeah.
Big Irish head in him.
He's so Irish, isn't he? Oh.
He's the most good. Irish person I've ever seen.
Why?
Just very Irish looking.
Because he's red hair?
Yeah.
Really?
Terence Power has red hair.
He doesn't really look Irish.
I talked about on Stala. What? Telling everyone that I just want to be like Terence Power.
Why do you want to be like Terence Power?
Because everything's better when you're Terence Power.
Everything's more exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, you'd just be so happy. And it's Pancake Tuesday today.
Yeah, which it won't be when this comes out, though.
Oh, well.
But it's still in our world. It's in the real world. It's Pancake Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make a big stack of them.
Are you?
Yeah, protein ones. Full of protein. Flat on the protein pancakes.
No, you're not.
I will be.
Why?
Because you need to get that protein intake.
I'll be sliding all over the floors in the kitchen, which all you use is a load of butter. Whole pound of butter will be
no,
fried.
No, I use
Froilay.
Froilay.
We don't have Froilay.
Do you?
And we don't. They didn't buy it.
I have some up there. Parked off all year.
What?
For this occasion.
You're such a liar.
I'm going to post me pancakes on my Instagram story later.
Are you going to... You're going to make them yourself, are you? Or are you going to buy them?
Make them. I bought all the mix for it.
Oh, yeah. How long will you be doing them?
A while. Until the whole kitchen is full of smoke. That's how long I'll be. Until the fire alarm's going off and the fire brigade's at the door.
Won't be the first time. What are you going to put on yours?
Syrup. Cream. Lemon juice. Hash.
What else?
That's all.
Stand. Are you going to make the dogs a pancake?
No.
Why?
Too fat.
What?
They're too fat.
No, they're not too fat.
They are.
You're not going to make Frank his pancake. He has one every year.
Dogs are the little pancakes.
What do you mean?
Not allowed to. What else have you got?
So Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
What about him?
He just make huge, big, thick, juicy pancakes, right? And do you know what he puts on it?
Who told you that? I've seen them before.
Did you?
He has big pancakes for his cheat day or something, doesn't he?
But what does he put on it?
Hash.
No.
What?
Big load of peanut butter and maple syrup. That's horrible.
I'd have a bit of that.
I find when I eat peanut butter, my whole mouth goes real dry. Yeah. It's real thick, like you just can't eat peanut butter.
What do you be like?
Like, I'm trying to get it down.
Do it again. Can't.
No.
So, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's, he eats loads of pancakes, does he?
Yeah, and Hailey Bieber, she eats them with chocolate chips, coconut cream, banana, and a scoop of protein powder there in the mix.
Brilliant.
Is that where you got the recipe from? The protein pancakes?
The protein pancakes. Hailey Bieber and the protein pancakes. Justin Bieber in the corner watching her eating them. He's going to try singing one of his songs.
What you mean? Who, Hailey Bieber?
I don't know.
That's Justin Bieber.
No, it's just a stupid joke I was going to say. I'm glad it didn't. It doesn't even make sense.
Do you know what David Beckham puts on his? Have a guess.
I'd say it's very plain. Is it?
Go on, think of something.
What? Cream.
Honey.
Honey?
That's horrible.
Psychopath.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I won't eat
that. Victoria, where's me honey? Who was that? It's like something out of the royal family. Babs, put on a fucking cup of tea.
I don't think you can be sugar and lemon on it.
Yeah.
That's the nicest one, isn't it?
How do you know all these celebrities and that pancakes?
I just know, like, just was looking earlier, you know?
Did you Google what do celebrities put on that pancake?
Yeah.
And that's what it said. Is there any more? What does Tom Cruise have?
He does have Marmite on it. You know Marmite? Or marmalade.
My granddad used to have Bovril pancakes.
Dipped it in, like?
Dipped his pancakes into Bovril. And he's like, you should bite it. And I go, you're not a real man until you dip it into Bovril.
Bovril?
Like, that's disgusting.
What's Bovril?
Do you know what Bovril is?
I do see it, but I wouldn't buy it. It's black.
Yeah, it's like...
Is it like something...
You put it into a drink with hot, with like the way you'd make a cup of tea.
Oh, it's a drink? That was like
the way you'd make tea or coffee, like it's just like a scoop of that Bovril, but it's like tar. It's like thick, like...
What's it taste like?
Like me. Like beef.
Why the fuck
it tastes like it's just a big horrible beef stock drink. It's disgusting.
So it's meant to be like a beef soup, like in a cup.
It's like oxtail, but it's like very strong. Like it's for granddads.
So you drink, you don't put it over your dinner.
It's for granddads that dip the pancakes into.
Oh god.
And then they'd be in the taxi smelling like Brussels sprouts.
Are you going to get your ashes then on Wednesday?
I haven't got my ashes in years.
I'm going to go down and get my ashes. You coming with me?
Yeah.
You going to get them?
I'll get them. We can't get them tomorrow.
Why?
Because you're out all day.
How do you know?
Because I know our schedule.
Yeah, but we can go down and get
I haven't got ashes on my head in years.
It's time to...
Remember I...
What was that video?
My nanny used to just... my ma used to just give me some off our ashtray. Like, I want to go to church and get some Ash Wednesday. And she just like...
You get them in school.
The and do that. See you later. Now get out.
What was that video we were watching? And he turned into like blazing fire when he went into the church.
Hashtag.
Oh, that was really funny. That was so funny, wasn't it?
Oh, hilarious it was. Wasn't it?
Oh, stop. That means that we're going into Lent, Darren.
Yeah. What way does just Hailey Bieber get her ashes on Ash Wednesday?
She doesn't. She's not religious.
At all?
No. I asked her.
Okay.
Are you religious?
Not really.
But are you going to do Lent?
No.
You're not giving anything up for Lent?
Already gave up the drink.
What about taking? You could take up something for Lent as well if you wanted to.
Hockey.
Because they're building that ice rink.
Are they, yeah? I'll take up something, yeah. I'll take up a sport.
Like what?
Hockey.
All right. And what do you need to start hockey?
A stick.
And what else?
Blades. Rollerblades.
All right.
And
shoulder pads.
Knee pads, shoulder pads, big helmet.
And a gum shield.
And a gum shield. And I'll be on my way. No, you have to give something up for Lent, not take something up.
You can if you wanted to take something up. It's only for 40 days.
Can't you not like take up something for Lent? You have to give up something, yeah? You don't need to put a stamp on when you need to exercise.
Did you ever do Lent before?
I don't know.
Did you ever give up something for 40 days during Lent?
No, never.
Did you ever see people like, I'm giving up chocolate?
Yeah.
I'm like, why?
Why are you giving up for Lent? Chocolate? Why? I just am. I just want to give up chocolate.
Why?
Why are you giving up crisps? What one? All of them. I just chipsticks. I'm just going to give up chipsticks. What?
Can you even buy chipsticks anymore?
No, I missed them.
Oh, sorry.
I missed them.
What, chipsticks?
Yeah, they used to...
I used to be sweating eating them.
It used to be like a disco in your mouth. Like that.
I can't eat salt and vinegar. They'll be pumping sweat sitting there.
Chipsticks don't exist anymore, do they?
I don't know. I haven't seen them in years.
There's loads of things.
I never go in to buy a single packet of crisps. They're being prized them.
There's loads of things you could bring back. And the one that always gets me is Mars Delights.
Yeah, they were gorgeous. Or Dream Bars.
Unreal.
Mmm.
No, Dream Bars, you're thinking of...
Cadbury's Dream Bar. Is it a blue packet?
No, that's just like white chocolate.
Yeah, but it was lovely.
No, that one, that the flake one, remember?
What one?
Remember the flake one with white chocolate in it? And the outside of it was snowballs or something?
It's not a crispy roll, is it?
No, you can still get them. Milky Way ones and all. I can't think of the name of it. But I tried to bring Mars Delights back before years ago. Never happened.
Nope. Don't think it will happen either. If you were to do Lent this year, is there anything that you would give up or you want to give up?
No.
You don't want to give up anything? Nothing?
Nothing I need to give up. What could I give up? What do I need to give up?
I don't know. What do you feel like you'd want to give up? Chocolate.
Yeah, I'm going to give up chocolate.
Is that it?
Yeah, just chocolate.
That's all?
Yeah.
All right.
What about you?
No, I'm not giving up that.
They were called the Flake Snow.
Flake Snow, yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh my God, do you remember them?
Flake Snow.
Oh, they were lovely.
Oh, you got them. You still get them.
Get them in Lawrence's.
You get them in a few places. Ben only sent me the Twix ones the other day, a photo of them, big boxes.
They do be in all the smelly shops though, do you ever know? They're never like in Spar or it's always the red dusty.
They're well gone off about 20 years in them smelly shops.
I don't know where they do get them from. Honest to God. Do you know that you're not meant to eat meat on Ash Wednesday?
I do know that.
Or Good Friday.
I know that.
My ma used to send me to school with ham rolls on Good Friday. Ash Wednesday or whenever it was, and I'd be wrong.
When you're not supposed to.
Yeah, and she'd forget. And everybody's there with their cheese sandwiches and all, and I'm like, oh God, and they're like, you can't eat that.
You'll
you know,
die.
Singling you out. And
you'll go
just have to peel me ham off and just eat the bread.
The minute you eat meat, you're going to turn into a big ball of flames.
But like you can. But your ma has fish.
She does have fish. Is it Friday?
No, Good Friday and Ash Wednesday.
Yeah, she'll have fish. Oh no, I wouldn't. Tell me to ring her.
Yeah, ask her and see what she's having. Say, did you get aunt for Wednesday? Because you can't eat meat.
What are we having for dinner while we're waiting?
Today?
Yeah.
Smoked cod.
Oh yeah.
Baby potatoes, broccoli. Barn. Oh,
disgusting. I'm getting a chipper. You have a chipper in my head now.
No, I actually don't mind that.
Broccoli is disgusting, man.
No, it's not. It's lovely.
Do you like broccoli?
Oh, I love it. The long stem. Yeah, I love that.
You have to.
Oh, I love it. Or the Annie Vetch. I love it. She's not answering.
I guess we'll never know.
She's going to have some fish on Wednesday and Friday.
I was thinking of getting a bit of Ray. Ray Bites. She used to get Ray Bites.
What?
Do you know?
Says you. You were standing in there yesterday going, hey, yeah.
Cause she's ringing me. Hello?
Yeah?
Are you getting... on? Do you know Lent? Ash Wednesday?
Tomorrow.
Oh, not Lent. Lent is the whole thing, isn't it?
Lent is for 40 days, yeah.
All right, so Lent isn't tomorrow. Lent is for 40 days from tomorrow,
starts
is it?
That's tomorrow, yeah.
Are you allowed to eat me?
Well, I you're not meant to eat me on today and good for tomorrow and Good Friday.
All right. Well, so will you have me or not?
I won't know.
Will Phyllis?
She might. She's over the age. You're right. A certain age. Why are you asking this?
So I'm just asking. Is there a certain age that like you can do it till? Like you have to.
Over 70 or something.
If you're over 70, you can start eating meat on Ash Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who made that one up?
It's just an old way. It's just an old thing that went on years ago.
What will you have tomorrow then?
Fish.
What fish are you going to get?
Cod.
You're not getting ray bites?
They don't do them anymore, Amy. That was in the little fishmongers. That's closed up.
Oh, stop. You're mad.
Am I mad? Your Hunky Dory's is here.
Hunky Dory sent me out. Hunky Dory's on a rugby ball.
Did he?
Yeah, crisps.
You can have a packet if you want.
Oh yeah, you have to do your video.
What video?
You have to show.
You just take a photo with him. Post it saying, thanks. Thanks for that. Thank you. Thanks for the crisps. Thanks very much for them crisps, everyone.
I'm watching A Place in the Sun in Marbella.
Where you want to live?
No, where I was last year, the same spot where we used to drink.
Oh, right. Very nice, yeah. And what channel is that on?
E4.
E4?
Yeah.
Are you having pancakes?
I did. I had my low-fat ones.
The protein?
Pancakes.
The protein ones?
No, they made them myself. No, I didn't buy them.
Oh. What? Did Phyllis have any?
No.
Is she having fish tomorrow?
No. I don't know what she's having.
What? You're having fish though?
Yeah. Like fast, I've always kept to it.
Have a hunky dory, Sambo.
I'll stop there, I get sick.
That one's lovely, the buffalo ones on bread.
Oh no, thanks. Hey, crisps and bread.
Right, no
what
bother.
Doing just, bye.
Right, go on, boy. She's a mad thing.
Oh, I don't know anymore. I don't know where you got it from. Are you getting me an Easter egg, actually?
No.
What do you mean, now?
You want the Lint one?
No.
Kinder?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I like them. They're very dear, though.
I know.
Aren't they?
Does Why are you asking that? Easter's ages away.
No, it's not ages away.
It's in April of the little. It's in April of the little, isn't it?
I don't
It's
know.
Only played in February. Oh, Easter eggs. That's what I'll give up for Lent.
So you're not going to have an Easter egg? You can't give them up before you won't even have one.
Exactly.
I'm not getting you an Easter egg if you don't get me one.
I do want an Easter egg.
Yeah, you do. You love it.
I like the Nestle ones. I like the cheap chocolate. Not Nestle. No, I like the cheap chocolate.
Why?
Not that cheap chocolate. Yeah.
What were you eating?
Not telling you.
That's sticking your teeth. What is it?
Takeaway.
What takeaway? Ramen?
No. I didn't have anything.
Well, why is the food in your teeth?
It's from this morning.
Eh. You're horrible.
You're always throwing me under the bus, you are.
It's in your teeth. Yeah, people can see it. I'm just saying what people are thinking.
There's food in your teeth there. There's not even, like...
There is. That one over there.
It's disgusting, Amy knows, not.
There is there.
What's this here about the children and toys?
What was your favourite toy as a child? Like, what did you always play with? Don't say Pokemon cards.
I can't play with them. What did I play? Action Man.
Did you?
Or wrestlers and a good wrestling ring. Get all the boys in the wrestling ring.
Really?
The Rock and Batista, no.
Yeah?
In the front garden, yeah. The whole thing coming down the ramp and all.
Yeah, many.
Like, here's the Rock. Here's the Rock. He's jumping off the top rope. Had a bag of them. Bag of
Where's
wrestlers.
Where's he gone?
Up in the attic.
I don't think they're still up there, are they?
You're mad as a bag of wrestlers.
Are they still up in the attic?
Yeah.
And how come you didn't take them down?
Because they're going to be worth a lot of money one day.
I'm sick of you with this shite. Honest to God.
I went into the shops earlier.
What shops?
Into Stephen's Green.
What? Going to these instead of for the Pokemon?
Went into all them.
Did you?
Any of them Pokemon cards there, have you?
Oh yeah, it's from your nephew.
No, but I have a bag of...
You don't even have a brother or sister, let alone nephew. They all know it's for you.
Wrestlers. I used to play with wrestlers. Pinning them and all.
Really?
Pinning the wrestlers down. Doing a 1-2-3 with no ref. Didn't have a referee. Just the wrestlers in my hands. No referee around.
Really?
Pinning the life out of them in the front garden.
When you were younger, would you have played with like kitchen toys and...
Oh, like a little kitchen set?
Yeah.
No, I used to play with Barbies though. I remember playing with Barbies in my friend's porch.
Did you?
When I was younger, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I grew over. I used to like the Spice Girls as well.
Did you?
I had the Spice Girls on video. And I wanted the Spice Girls dolls and my mum was like, no.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I just didn't get them.
Why?
Don't know. She's too woke.
Who, yeah, ma?
Yeah.
No, she's not.
What are you missing?
You should have asked her that actually about the Spice Girls.
I was weird
like
that. I used to like the Pink Power Ranger as well.
So?
Saying.
You loved Samantha Mumba, didn't you?
Loved Samantha Mumba, yeah. Loved.
You don't love her
followed
anymore?
Me on Instagram.
So what, you don't like her anymore?
It's hard not to like her.
I know, yeah.
She's a legend.
I like her.
Upset about all that.
Why? You should send her a picture of the CD that she signed for you.
Give me a reason to stay.
Oh, you're so funny. But kids, right? Between the ages of 2 and 4, they were observed playing, and they usually are picked up. I don't even know.
Why, Oliver? Children between 2 and 4 were observed playing.
Yeah, they were observed playing for 10 minutes.
You went around. You went around and conducted
the
survey.
No, it's a study, right?
You've done the study. So it was just hypothetically, you've done the study.
Yeah, all right. And they were watched, and they were playing with other, like items like whisks, potato mashers, tea strainers, more than dolls and cars.
Right.
Which is actually true though, because a lot of kids play more with real life things than like dolls and...
Nowadays?
Yeah. Compared to the way when we were kids, yeah. Like real life things.
Actual things are like toy versions of it.
Toy versions are real things.
I feel like lots of kids at that age when we were younger would have played with kitchen sets and all. Loved them.
At 2?
Yeah.
No, they'd play with like, you remember sketch pads and all that sort of things.
Like the things where you got the pen and you...
Yeah, you know.
You draw something, then you swipe it.
Yeah. Like stuff like that, and bikes, and... But they're all into, like...
But they don't bloody leave the gaff now.
What?
They don't bloody leave the gaff now.
No, they don't really go out, don't they, now?
Bring the kitchen into the garden.
What you mean?
Bring the kitchen that you're playing with into the garden. Touch a bit of grass.
Touch a bit of grass. I bet you are one that always stayed in as well.
No, never. I was always out.
Were you? When you were younger?
Oh, I used to do some gallivanting.
Why? What would you get up to?
Throwing pebbles at windows and all. Throwing rocks.
No, you didn't.
Throwing little
You're afraid of your own shadow. You'd be afraid to do that.
I used to always do knickknacks and all.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Because if you got caught, you'd be shitting.
I still did it. Who didn't do that? Like?
Did you ever get caught?
Yeah.
Sure, like, even if you look at kids nowadays, they're just sitting on iPads and computers. And
you know that's what the new Toy Story film coming out is about?
Is it? What do you think of kids on iPads? Is it?
It's the fucking, what you call it? The bad toy in it is an iPad.
Or really?
A tablet, like.
Really?
Yeah.
But what do you think of
all the
kids
toys,
on it?
All the toys are looking at their child or whatever just on a tablet and they're like being left to the side.
Yeah.
Go on, what you saying?
I'm asking you what your opinions are with kids sitting on iPads.
Buzz Lightyear and all's in it again.
Darren, if you interrupt Woody, me again, I'm going to throw this microphone at you.
Buzz is in it.
I swear to God.
I think Zorg might be making an appearance. Emperor Zorg. Go on, what are you saying?
I'm not asking it again.
Go on, I'm not going to do it again, I promise.
I said, what's your opinions on kids on iPads?
Take it off them, throw it in the bin and get out into the garden.
Would you let your child have an iPad?
No.
At all?
No.
Why?
Until they're 16.
Fuck off.
They have to be 16. They're getting nothing until they're 16.
What would you want them to play with?
Play-Doh. Maul. Little bit of maul. Build a little man there. Little hat and all on them. Put a hat on your man, that little bit of Marla there.
Did you used to play with Marla?
Yeah, in school you shoveled up me now. It's a lovely smell, aren't
it? Yeah, there is a nice smell. That's it. That's
the
expensive Marla. With like
the one that says Play-Doh. That's that's the proper one.
Yeah, no,
remember
you make Play-Doh.
Remember the one you used to get where it was like flat, but like looked like...
And it was all lines through it?
Yeah.
It'd be all different. That's the pound shop Play-Doh.
Yeah, I used to always have that.
Did you?
My dad used to get me that one.
Do you know how to make Play-Doh?
And then my ma used to say, you're not going out with him
he's
anymore.
He's dwelling in his bleeding childhood here.
My ma used to say, you're not going out with him anymore.
Why? Why not?
Because I come back with shy Play-Doh.
That's it? Where'd he bring you? To get those?
Euro joint.
Why are you cracking your head?
Do Euro Giant.
It's not even called Euro Giant.
Go to Smith's.
What?
Can I get that? No. We could bring it to Two Euro Land and get you 10 things.
It's not Two Euro Land either, it's Euro Giant.
Poundland. We get you 10 things. Alright, fair enough.
And what would you come on?
Play-Doh. With lions in it. And a basketball, a deflated basketball.
Ah, stop.
I need counselling.
Why? You talk about it enough, I don't think you do.
I need to see a therapist though. How did we get here?
What?
How did we get to this? Why you ask me?
I'll just go to listener questions.
Who gives a bollocks about iPads?
Right, you read the listener questions.
Derek said, any update on the podcast beef with Nevo? A.K.A. Nevo O'Connor. Well,
yeah, our name's
Nevo
not
Connor,
Nevo.
A.K.A. Nevo.
It's Nevo O'Connor.
Just Jack Keaton waved at me.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Didn't he?
Why are you going on as if Jack Keaton's your best friend? He doesn't even know you.
He came over to look in at me to see how he hasn't seen me in a while. He hasn't seen me since he was.
Oh, did he get a tan? Did he?
Couldn't tan him.
Gosh, can't.
He'd be born to a crisp.
He was raw red all the time.
Where am I at?
No, wait, Nave. Dunno, I haven't seen her yet. Just wait, we're just waiting to see her. And Darren's waiting to see
Eskimo Supreme.
Yeah. Do you miss him?
What do you mean, do I miss him?
Do you miss him?
Yeah.
Nah.
Would you say he misses me?
You say you can't wait to maul you.
Speaking of maul.
Yeah.
I'll maul him.
He's going to maul you.
I'd maul him first.
Why?
I'd maul him like a little bit of Play-Doh. little ball, do that. And then
he'd just stand on you and just squash down.
He won't be able to stand on me because he'd be ball and mauler by then. He'd be a little ball and mauler.
What way?
And then I'll rob Niamh's car.
Why?
And I'll float around the block, I will. And say, yup, my car now. And then I'll give it back to her. Say, some engine on that. Where am I? That's the update. The latest is...
I haven't heard that.
That there's no latest.
Yeah. We're all going to have a play date though. We're her two cats and her two dogs. Aren't we?
Please God. Connor from Tallis said, you two are legends. I feel like these are all made up. These are all made up, aren't they? Thanks, Connor from Tala. Fair play to you, bud. I really appreciate that. Can me, Darren, and you get married, Ben?
Ben Condren?
Yeah, that's me, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd be a triple.
100%.
I think he has a crush on me and you.
I love Ben.
These are, we're skimming through these. They're all quite short, but we have one from Mick. What past or current TV show or stream series would you like a role in? And in your opinion, what is the GOAT movie, the greatest movie ever made? Mick, the legend. Would I like a role in...
Mobland 2.
Mobland. Mobland Part 2. Or else...
I don't even know why you brought that up again, Mick. We're like literally talking about that like ages ago and he didn't stop. Now it's at the re-enter in his head of how much he wants to be in Mobland 2. So now he's going to keep going on about it now.
What past a current TV show? When I was younger, when Love Hate Force came out, I had so many dreams and aspirations to be a part of that series.
You were in it, weren't you, not as an extra?
No. Were you not in the... Cardboard Gangsters.
Oh, right.
In the Blacker.
Ah,
John
cool.
Connors and the boys. Yup.
No way. That's mad.
But I always... I'd still say that I would have likened to be in Love Hate.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was a shoo-in. I'm a shoo-in for the Gangland series.
Yeah.
Kin is coming out. Kin 3.
That's actually brilliant, that is.
Kin series 3. If yous are listening, give us a shout, yeah. I'll
give
do
us
an audition,
audition
now. I'll do
yeah,
a little
yeah,
audition
yeah.
now, will I? Look into the camera, are you? Are you the casting agent?
Look into the camera.
Are we? I've a bit of stuff there. What do you mean stuff? The good stuff. The stuff that you... The good one. The marching powder. Not a good march. But that's it. What do you think?
That's really good, but I think it needs to be a little bit longer than that.
All right, I'll do it again.
Again?
Right, let's do it. Will I do a quick audition for you? For Kin Series 3. We'll put it out and see if anyone bites. Alright, what's up and all? Am I looking at you?
Wherever you want to look.
What's up? What's up with you and all? Do you have the stuff and all and everything else on you? Do you have it there? Give us a shot.
Am I meant to say something?
Yeah. You're reading the lines for the other character. Give us it. Give us it now. I want the stuff. I'm after coming all the way from Clondalkin for the stuff and you haven't took it out of your pocket yet.
Where are you? I don't know what to say.
What do you mean, Roy? Give us the stuff.
It's in the van.
That fan?
Yeah, get in the back there and I'll show you.
Oh no, I'm not getting in the back of that fan. Because that could be a trap that you bring me up the mountains and I won't be coming back.
Who gave you that thought?
Do you have the stuff or what?
Yeah, it's in the back of the van. Get in and I'll show you.
Roy. What do you think of that?
That was very good. You had to win an award, Darren.
For what?
For that.
You know where I am if the producers are watching.
Yeah, I don't know. What's your best film that you've ever seen that you think would be, in your opinion, the GOAT movie?
Scarface.
Is really? The GOAT. I thought it would have movie. Been Beverly Hills Cop.
No, Scarface is my favourite film of all time.
Really?
Yeah. I watch it twice a year.
No, you don't.
Three times then.
No, you don't.
What's your favourite film? Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, I love Pitch Perfect, actually.
Yeah,
Pitch Perfect. I love that film. It's a great film.
Do I have anything else?
No.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be.
It is.
No, you're lying.
I'm not lying.
That's all we have time for then, folks. tune in next time to find out what celebrities had for their Pancake Tuesday pancakes. We'll get the scoop on that.
Yeah. We will, won't we, Darren? Oh, we'll find out what you're going to have on your pancakes then next week.
Mm-hmm. See you now.
If you have any questions or anything, send them into the Conway's Pod on Instagram. And what's the email? The Conway's Pod? Yeah. What's the email?
The Conway's at goloudnow.com.
Very good.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.